I hope the sound is quite good. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. It's the last day of the orientation. We are nearing the finish line, but I'm going to ask you to stay focused for the couple next hours because there's still a lot of important stuff to do to cover. All right, and next we are going to talk a little bit about the services of the student union, so the membership benefits, student rights, how to get a student card, this sort of stuff. How many of you have already joined the student union, so you have paid the membership fee? Please raise your hand. Quite many. Excellent. And those of you who haven't yet joined, no worries. We're going to talk a little bit more how to do that and what are sort of like reasons or some of the reasons to join. Once again, my name is Ville Härsilä, and I work as a specialist in international affairs at the Student Union. My main task is to advocate for the interests of our international students. That includes degree students, exchange students, and there are a lot of different topics that I'm working on related to tuition fees, going on exchange. There's a little bit of echoing. Testing. A little bit better. All right. So, tuition fees. Maybe I put it in a bit of a longer distance. Tuition fees, one more time, and also internationalization at home, exchange stuff, all those different matters are on my work desk. But I'm not alone on this stage. And as you already heard on Friday, I'm actually starting as a full-time employee at the international office. Luckily, the student union has already selected my substitute, Emilia. Emilia, would you like to briefly say hi to our exchange students?
Okay, yeah. Okay, hello. So my name is Emilia Lakka, and I'll be taking over from Ville in the end of this month. So a couple of more weeks still to kind of orientate myself also to this stuff. Just a little bit about myself. So you might have to or will be able to work with me in the kind of this year and this semester. So I have a long background in the student union. I've been involved since basically 2011, since I was a student. I'm currently finishing up my PhD studies here, so I'm also a student in that way. So it's nice to meet you. I'm from the history department, so if there's anyone there, you might also see me in those kind of circles. So nice to meet you all.
Thank you so much, Emilia. And then there's also our board member of the Student Union, Habibur.
Hello, everyone. My name is Habibur Rahman. You can call me Habib also, much easier. And I'm currently doing my master's in banking and international finance. And I'm also relatively new here in Ivashkula. I've been here for 4 months now. And I can say from personal experience that being involved with the student union activities really helped me settle in. So you are more than welcome to our extended family. And we hope that you have a nice experience here. And I'm also responsible for international affairs in the student union board. I've started from 2025, 1st of January. So I'll be looking after the concerns of you as exchange students and also international degree students. So if you have any questions or problems, get in touch.
All
Back to you.
right. And here on this slide, you can see the Student Union's logo on top, and also our acronym, which is JYY. It's not to be confused with the JYU, that is the university's acronym. So these are closely connected but different entities, and we are going to highlight some of the ways they differ. All right, but just a few words before we continue. What is the Student Union? It's an advocacy organization by students for students. It's a self-governed, so our board of executives will run the daily operations in the Student Union, and then there is also a Council of Representatives that is basically a student parliament making the big grand decisions concerning the student community of our university. We have approximately 13,000 members. That's quite a big number. So you can imagine that we have a lot of influence. We have a lot of persuasion when it comes to meetings with the university staff meeting, university staff, when it comes to student rights, making sure that they are fulfilled, they are respected in the university community. So there's a lot of power, a lot of influence that we are trying to use to do the benefit of the international students and all the student community. We have over 40 full-time employees. So our organization is split in two. There's the business unit of Soihtu that is part of the student union. And how many of you are currently staying in a Soihtu apartment? Quite many. Know that your apartment and the whole business unit, the property is also owned by the student union, which I think is pretty cool, and it's pretty rare in the European environment as well. Then there's also the advocacy unit, and that's what we are representing here today. So our advocacy unit is located here in the heart of the Seminaari Mäki campus area. We are just 100 meters away from where we are now. So in the Ilokivi building, we have our own office where we have both board members and specialists working every day to make the student experience the best it can be. We have over 40 associations operating with our student union's umbrella. And by this, I mean that there are different subject associations that represents the students of a specific field. And then there are also hobby associations that are gathered around a certain hobby, whether it's sports, music, art, you name it. So there's plenty of different associations that operate here in our campus area. We are politically and religiously independent organizations. So of course we do take part in student politics, but we are not aligned or politically aligned with any of the like national parties. So we make our own arguments, we make our own stands and guidelines and so forth. We provide member services and support in academic, social, and international affairs. So as I said, I'm the specialist in international affairs, but I also have colleagues in academic affairs and social affairs who will be able to help students in all these different kinds of matters related to their well-being, related to housing, related to academic matters such as getting grades on time and so forth. But it's not all about this advocacy and bureaucratic stuff and so forth. We also organize a lot of different kinds of events. So fun, having fun, and a sense of belonging is also in the center of the student union's main tasks. But rather than just me talking and explaining what the student union is about, we would rather show you a little brief video. This video is spoken in Finnish, but there are English subtitles, so hopefully you will get the most out of it. All right.
Suomen kauneimman yliopistokampuksen keskellä sijaitsee Jalokivi. Ylioppilastalo Ilokiveltä löydät opiskelijan keskeisimmät palvelut. Jyväskylän yliopiston ylioppilaskunnan eli JYYn toimiston sekä opiskelijaravintola Ilokiven. Toimistolta löydät osaavan, avuliaan ja ystävällisen henkilökunnan, joka auttaa sinua opiskelijaelämän ja opintojen kaikissa käänteissä. Opiskelijakortilla nappaat mukaasi kaikki parhaat etuudet. Edullisen opiskelijaruokailun, joukkoliikenteen alennukset sekä paljon muuta. Toimistolla työskentelee useita ihmisiä jatkuvasti opiskelijan sujuvamman arjen eteen. Jyn asiantuntijoilta saat apua esimerkiksi toimeentuloon tai opintoihin liittyvissä ongelmissa. Ylioppilaskunnan jatkuva vuoropuhelu yliopiston ja kaupungin kanssa mahdollistaa Suomen parhaan opiskelijaelämän. Ajamme opiskelijoiden etuja ja osallistumme koulutuksen kehittämiseen tapaamisissa yliopiston johdon ja henkilökunnan kanssa. Lisäksi JY vaikuttaa valtakunnallisella tasolla opiskelijoita koskevaan politiikkaan. JY:n valitsemat opiskelijaedustajat vaikuttavat kaikissa yliopiston hallintoelimissä yliopiston hallituksesta tiedekuntaneuvostoihin ja nostavat siellä esiin opiskelijoille tärkeitä teemoja. Ylioppilaskunta omistaa Ilokiven ylioppilastalon, ravintolan ja Opinkiven lisäksi Kortepohjan ylioppilaskylän, jossa on lähes 2000 opiskelijaa asuttu. Rentukkatalo on elävän kylän sydän ja se tarjoaa runsaasti palveluita kylän asukkaille sekä JY:n jäsenille. Tervetuloa jäseneksi Suomen parhaaseen ylioppilaskuntaan. Me olemme täällä teitä varten.
All right, a little sneak peek, what is the student union all about? As you can see, we are quite highly structured. So there's the business unit and then there's the advocacy unit and all the different things that come along with those. All right, but next Habibur is going to explain a little bit why should you all join the student union.
Thanks, Ville. As we have seen earlier, quite a lot of you already joined the student union. Just to convince the others, I'll go through this again. You can get two types of student card with this with student union membership. One is Slice, and which is only digital only version, and another option is Frank, which you can get digital and physical version as well. For the physical version, you have to pay a little bit extra. If you want, you can get like use both version digitally as well, and the benefits of the student cards is quite a lot, and the cost of the card is pays itself within a couple of weeks if you like really shop a lot. And I can give you, for example, like you can get a discounted meal from the restaurants in the university areas, and if you like maybe have 10 or 15 meals, and the cost easily covers the cost of the student card. Also, you can get benefits from like almost anywhere in the city. When you are doing shopping, you get some sort of student discount. So I highly recommend that those of you who still haven't joined the student union, please join us and get the benefits. And also, it's not only about discounts. We also have we are here for to represent you because the student union is a separate organization from the university, as mentioned by Ville, and we are solely focused on the student welfare. We are here to represent you and do advocacy work for you. So if you become a student union member, if you have any concerns related to academic affairs or social or mental health well-being, anything that concerns your well-being, we are here for you to support you. And also, we'll just mention earlier that we organize many fun activities and as a student union in the Ilokovi venue. From a personal experience, when I arrived earlier in the autumn, I found that the activities that they organize in the Ilokovi venue can be really helpful to settle in, especially for in a new environment. The support mechanism is really good. So keep following us, what's happening in the Ilokovi venue to see all the activities that we are arranging. Also, we offer rental spaces for you if you want to use the like meeting spaces for like or fun get together. We have a space in the Ilokivi venue or the Opinkivi sauna next to the Ilokivi venue. And those of you who live in Kortopaya, the Soito, area. We also have meeting spaces and sauna there. You can rent, and with the student union membership, you get a generous discount as well. So another reason to join the student union. And also you can like borrow items from us, like sports equipment. And if you are having a party, you can borrow like dishes and utensils from us. There is a, I think, €10 deposit. You get it back when you return the items in the exact same condition. So this is another thing that you benefit for you as a member of student union. And finally, you get to be part of a really big student community, and we are here to welcome you with open arms. I think the student GYY is like a central part of the student life in the city, as you can imagine, with 13,000 members and lots of influence and lots of activities. So I can speak more highly of the membership benefits for students. And next, that is not only like about only about benefits like discounts. We also advocate for do advocacy work for your rights. And there are many as a student, you have many rights that we try we make sure that those are upheld. And some of the most important ones, for example, here is for you to your right to receive grades promptly. If I'm not mistaken, you have a right to receive your grades within 2 weeks of the your examination or course deadline. So normally you will receive the grades promptly, hopefully. But for some reason, if there is a delay, the teacher will normally convey the message to you that there may be a delay, but he'll also say that if you need the grades earlier, just contact me through email or physically. But if there is a problem still that you haven't received the grades, even after contacting the teacher, and then we can, like, as a student union advocacy group, can help you with the matter. So this is one thing that we can help you with. And also there is your right is to have a well-grounded evaluation mechanism for before you start the course. The teacher is obligated to describe you how you will be evaluated. For example, what percentage will be on the quizzes or examination or presentation. So this must be made clear to you, and so you can like make sure that you are evaluated properly. And another is the right to study counseling is like, for example, you enroll for a course in CSU, and then for some reason the course gets canceled. You have a right to meet a staff from the university to have a counseling meeting to like for your op to see your options. What options do you have? So they must provide you with a solution in that scenarios. And also you have like a right to retake your exam if you want. And there is much many other rights as well. You can visit our student union website. We'll give you the link later, or on the this slides there is the link as well, and you'll find there will be many more rights that as a student union body we try to uphold those rights for you.
These are just some of the highlights of the student rights. But basically, of course, our academic staff members are highly professional and they are fully aware of the student rights. Of course, we in the student union and in the student community believe that the students know their own rights the best, and no one is promoting the students' interests and wants and needs quite like the students themselves. So these are some of the reasons that we are bringing these student rights to your attention. Yeah.
And there is another most important, I think, is to have each one of us to have a safe learning environment. And in the student, we have a zero tolerance policy towards harassment or any type of inappropriate behavior such as bullying and discrimination. And I think it is our shared responsibility as a students to make sure that each one of us have a like safe learning environment, and so look out for each other. So if you see or you experience any kind of harassment or inappropriate behavior, you can try to interfere in a safe way, or you can contact us in the student union. We have dedicated specialist. We have three persons who can assist you in this in that regard, and the matter is handled in a confidential manner, so no action or initiative is not taken without the explicit permission of the person involved within the situation. There is the contact email here as well. If you experience or you witness any kind of harassment within the university area, and also when we arrange any events for you, any kind of events, we have a dedicated safe person, safe contact person will be present, and the person will be clearly marked with like a badge, and it will be introduced to you before the event starts. So if you feel any kind of intimidation, harassment, bullying, you can just contact him or her in a confidential manner. I think these are back to you.
Yeah. So just quickly gonna recap here. Joining the student union is voluntary, but highly recommend for the exchange students and doctoral students included. And then there is no deadline for joining the student union for you guys. So you can join at any point, whatever feels, whatever suits you the best. Unfortunately, visiting student trainees cannot join the student union, so there is a bit of a limitation there. The membership fee for exchange students is 50 euros for the spring semester, and then for doctoral students, 44 euros. The doctoral students are not entitled to the same benefits or quite the same benefits as the exchange students, and therefore their fee is a bit of a lower amount. How to join the student union? By paying the membership fee. So either through Finnish online banking. I trust quite many of you probably don't have those. So the feasible options for you are as a bank transfer. In those situations, you must remember to send a receipt of the payment to the student services of the university in order for your membership to be registered correctly. Or as a credit card or in cash in the student union's Ilokivi office, in which situation, if you decide to visit our office, the receipt is sent automatically by one of our specialists. So it's one less step for you to take care of. And as we are running a bit of time, we won't have necessarily time for questions. But if you visit us today at 12 o'clock, so midday, to get your student union membership paid, you can ask any questions that you have from one of our specialists who will be able to help you if you have any encountered any issues or have any questions in regards to the membership or the student card. As Habibur already mentioned, there are two different student card operators, so Slice and Frank. And I'm mainly going to talk about Slice here because our partnership with Frank is actually expiring this spring, so it will not be working for a longer period. The Slice is one of those student card operators that our partnership will continue, and there is no expiration there. It's free of charge, so once you have paid the membership fee, you don't have to pay anything extra for the Slice student card, and it's also digital only. And here you can see the steps that need to be taken care of in order to get your student card working properly. So go to the website found here, fill out any information. After a while, you will receive your login credentials via email, and then once you have downloaded the Slice app, you will be able to use or access your student card. There might be some delays, so if it doesn't work straight away, no need to worry. You can, for example, use the certificate of student status to get the student-priced meals in the student cafeterias for the following weeks. So I'm going to skip this completely. Of course, there is also a physical student card option for you, but there are a couple more extra steps that need to be taken care of, and it also costs 25 euros. So Slice student card is without a doubt the easier option for you. Here we have listed some of the events that are coming up. So today there will be a speed friending. It's kind of like speed dating, but it's all about making friends, not necessarily like stronger relationships in that regard. So speed friending event is coming up today. There is no pre-registration. It doesn't cost anything. So you just come to the Ilokivi venue, which is in the Ilokivi building downstairs. There is Ilokivi Game Night tomorrow, where there will be board games, video games, other games that you can try out with your friends and make new friends with. A film marathon, where I believe they will be showing four Shrek movies in one sitting. So if that's your thing, go ahead. And then other events that will be also published in our event calendar, which you can find in the Student Union's website. Here you can find our website and all our social media links. So if you want, you can take a screenshot from here and then make sure to follow our Instagram, our Facebook, where we post most or the information about our events and everything that is coming up. Make sure to also follow Uutiset, which is a weekly newsletter of the Student Union. It's a very, very easy way for you to follow everything that is coming up in regards to events and other stuff. So you need to sign separately for this or sign up separately for this weekly newsletter. So make sure to take care of that. And also, Habibur has made a QR code. Do you want to, in a few words, just quickly mention it?
This is a WhatsApp group. You can be. I recommend you to be a member of it. You can't post any messages, so because we don't want to overwhelm everyone posting messages, and you just turn it off. The purpose of this group is to what's happening in the Student Union, especially for you as a student. For example, the Ilokivi events that happening. Sometimes we like forget. We don't check the emails, so we'll just send a message on the WhatsApp group that hey, this is happening tonight. If you want, you can come and join. So this will be just the admin can post, but you can add your friends or anyone. But you can't put any messages in there, so just so that you don't get overwhelmed with many messages.
So many ways to stay tuned. All right, thanks everyone. That's everything from us. And if you have any questions, please visit the Student Union later today. Of course, you can also, if you encounter any issues, you can contact our specialist in member services and associations who deals with all the issues related to student cards. So you can email him as well. That's one way to get your any issues that you have sorted out. But yeah, thank you all for listening, and I hope to see you on campus. Thank you.
Muted. This is very loud, but very briefly, we will have a quick session about traveling and living sustainably in Jyväskylä. Laura and I from the International Office will be hosting this session. As a premise, neither Laura nor I are experts or absolute experts in the field, but we do think that this session is important and it has a few tips on how to find things, for example, in secondhand shops, how to cycle in Jyväskylä. Maybe the weather doesn't seem the best for cycling right now, but I mean, winter cycling is an option. And of course, comes the spring, a bike is the most efficient way of getting around Jyväskylä. So you will hear a bit about that and how to get around the city. So why do we have this session? We have this session because what we do and our actions and the choices we make do affect our future and the environment around us, both in the positive and the negative. It's hard to be neutral with our actions and choices. Finland, as you may have heard, is very famous for the clear nature that is here. And as you have seen, there's forest all around us. However, Finns still have quite a big carbon footprint, actually too big one, considered how many people live in Finland. This is mostly caused by dietary choices, transportation, the fact that a lot of food does not grow in Finland and needs to be imported, and heating costs because the winter is quite cold here. So that is also a big factor in this, which then leads to the need to find a more sustainable way of life with whatever options available. And finally, the climate crisis that we're in, which doesn't need further explanation, I believe. So here's a few tips on living more sustainably in Jyväskylä that we'll go over. First off, public transportation and your options for getting around locally, but also beyond Jyväskylä. Some info about recycling and secondhand shops and where to find them. And finally, so cycling and walking in Jyväskylä. So about local public transport, the city of Jyväskylä has one local public transport provider that is Linkki. The link here on this slide is the main page of Linkki and the bus services. And it works either with single tickets, travel cards that you can add money to, or you can get a monthly pass or a mobile app. And in the mobile app, you can also purchase single tickets via the app itself, and then you just scan the QR code. On some buses, or most buses, I believe at this point, you can also buy a ticket by using your bank card, but you have to make sure that your bank card works. We've had students with non-Finnish bank accounts who were not able to use their card by just showing it, and it wouldn't purchase the ticket. So make sure to have alternative options with you. With a certificate of student status, which you can download from Sisu, you can get a student discount. So if you want to buy, for example, a monthly pass, you can go to the Linkki office. The location is linked in this slide as well. Show your certificate of student status and get the discounted pass with the student price. I believe you have already, or hopefully most of you have already collected your backpack. And in the backpack, there is, I believe, a bus card with a discount in it. So make sure to use it. If you want to plan a trip and you know where you're leaving from and the address of where you want to get, you can use the route planner, which is linked here. And it's also in the app if you download the Linkki app. And it will show you how to get there and what buses you should take and the schedules. And it's the easiest way also to check timetables if you need to check, for example, when to get the bus to get in time for class. But let's say you're traveling outside of Jyväskylä, which I assume many of you will want to do during your exchange. If you can, prefer traveling by bus or train rather than flying, especially if you're traveling to a neighboring country. Let's say you're going to Estonia, if you're going to Tallinn, you can take the train to Helsinki and then take the ferry to Tallinn instead of flying. Or if you want to go to Lapland, and I assume many of you will, look into going by train. There's night trains going to the north as well as buses. So here we have listed the website for the trains in Finland, so that's VR, with which you can get a discount. So you can get a student price ticket with the student union's student card that Ville told you about earlier. And the same applies to buses. So there's two websites you can check for buses. There's Matkahuolto, which has buses that offer a discount if you have the student card. And then there's Omnibus, which is a low-cost company, so they don't offer student discount. But if you buy the tickets well in advance, usually it's quite cheap, so you can check their prices as well. And finally, if you want to go on a bit of a longer adventure, nowadays Flixbus does connect Jyväskylä to other parts of Europe. So you can go to the Baltics by taking the ferry, for example. It's quite easy. And as far as Poland and Germany and beyond. And you can check their options with departures from Jyväskylä on the website link there. If moving on from traveling, you want to buy or you need to buy, let's say, winter clothes or items for your room or your apartment, because even though your student housing comes furnished, you might want to decorate a little or get another lamp or something. We recommend you buy secondhand, especially if you're not planning on keeping those items. So let's say you live in a country where you really don't need heavy winter stuff, then maybe consider buying a winter jacket from a secondhand shop instead of buying it new and then never needing it again. There are quite many secondhand shops in Jyväskylä, in the center. So here I've listed a few. Those are all links to their Google Maps location. So once we share the slides, you can check them out. These mostly sell clothes, but some, such as the ones, the last three ones, so Fida, Eco Center, and Keskustan Kirppis, also sell small items. Sometimes you can find furniture as well, but then it's tricky to get it from there to your apartment. But for example, small household items like kettles or pots, pans, plates, all of these things that you might need in your apartment, you can also find. Whereas the first three ones mostly have clothes of different sorts. So I recommend you check them out. And they're all quite close to each other, actually, so it's quite handy to just visit the center and check them out. Then if you'd rather check online secondhand shops, there's Tori.fi is also an app. I think it unfortunately works mostly in Finnish, or at least most of the announcements are only in Finnish, but it's quite easy. There's photos, so you know what you're buying. And you can find a lot of very random things, from shoes to beds to anything in between, including beds for dogs and whatever. So there's quite a lot of things, and you can search based on location. So you can set it to show you things only in Jyväskylä, and then you can agree to collect things and agree on the payment with whoever is selling them. So it's an online secondhand market. There's also some Facebook groups. You can search these on Facebook based on the names that are listed here. So there's secondhand items in Jyväskylä. And then Roskalava, which is actually a place where on Facebook you can get things for free. So Roskalava doesn't sell things, or Roskalava people post stuff that they want to just give away. Roskalava translates roughly to trash container. So it's usually maybe a bit older stuff, but use stuff that people want to get rid of that you can also look into. And then finally, I think in the housing info, we covered recycling a bit already. As we will share this slide, the text here is very small, so you don't have to read it now, but this is useful in case when you're back at your apartment and you don't know where to throw something away, you can check from this list what goes where and where to then take it in the recycling areas in your student housing as well. And if you want an online version of this list, it's available on the link in this slide, so kierrätysinfo, and you can also find more information about recycling or where to bring, for example, used batteries or small electronic devices on the websites that are listed here. So Mustan Korkea, which is the company that handles recycling here in Jyväskylä, and then Japa ry, which is an association that also works with recycling and more generally the environment. But I think at this point, I will give the mic to Laura. And as I said, we will share all these slides. So all the information and links that can be found here, you will have access to later as well.
Hello, everyone, on my behalf as well. I think I met most of you last week on Friday, but if not, my name is Laura Laamanen and I work at the International Office as International Coordinator. And I'm going to share a little bit of information for you about getting around on foot and by bike. And like Elisa said, we are not experts, and neither am I in this topic. I'm just a fellow cyclist and a pedestrian. I like to get around either on foot or by bike. I cycle all year round. In the winter, I think it's perfectly okay to cycle. It may take some more time, but it's perfectly doable. But if we first talk about getting around on foot, it's a great way to get around and at the same time get some exercise. When you walk around, use the pavements or footpaths that we have, and on those, walk on the right side of the pathway. So always choose the right side on these pathways. If there isn't a pathway or a pavement or a footpath, use the left-hand side of the road. So if you're walking on the road, use the left-hand side. So that's a bit of a tricky situation on roads you walk on the left-hand side. And that is because the cars can then see you better if you walk on the left-hand side. Across the roads on pedestrian crossings, there are quite a few of them. And remember to use a reflector, or actually preferably several reflectors, so that cars can see you. It is quite dark at this time of the year, so the reflectors are quite essential in order for cars to see you. Here are some of the traffic signs that concern those of you who are pedestrians, and I think it's all of us. So the sign on at the top is the sign for a pedestrian path. You can walk there, but you cannot cycle there. The second sign is a sign for a divided path for both pedestrians and cyclists. And this means that the pedestrians walk on the right-hand side, oh no, the left-hand side, and the cyclists cycle on the right-hand side. You may not see it since there's snow, but there is a line dividing different sections for pedestrians and cyclists, and the sign indicates what your side is. If you're walking, you take the side which is indicated in the sign. If you're cycling, you take the side which is indicated in the sign. And then the last road sign indicates that the pathway is shared by pedestrians and cyclists. And each of you should stay on the right-hand side. And then to cycling, my favorite means of transport. It's fun, it's easy, it's cheap. It's also the fastest vehicle when it comes to short distances under 7 kilometers. If you compare it to a car, which I assume most of you don't have, or a bus as well, it is usually quicker. It's free from timetables. You can go as you please. You don't have to wait for a bus, for example. And I've already mentioned that it's also a good way to get exercise. And also a perfect way to reduce your carbon footprint. You can get used bikes in several places here in Jyväskylä. There are some shops actually really close by, actually right across the road from here. There's one place that sells used bikes. There's also a place close to the university library which sells used bikes and also rents them out. There are some other ones as well. And of course, you can look for used bikes online as well. You can also rent a bike for the semester that you are here. There are two bike rentals, as far as we know, studentbikes.fi and Polkupyörätori, which is located close to the university campus. And of course, you can also opt for a new bike, and there are several stores here in Jyväskylä which sells them. Here's a photo of the bike equipment, or a picture of the bike equipment that you will need. First of all, a helmet, quite crucial. It can save your life, especially in these icy conditions. I can only recommend that you wear a helmet. Tires, as far as tires are concerned, I recommend winter tires for winter. The winter tires have spikes in them, so it's a lot more stable to cycle with winter tires. You are also by law required to have lights both in the front and at the back. At the back, it should be that the light should be red. Also, you should have reflectors in the bike, in the front, back, and the side. So when you're buying the bike, do check these. Also, you should have a belt, and a lock is essential. Finland is a very safe country, but I think an exception to this rule is that bikes are easily stolen. So do invest in a good lock. Then quickly, some rules when it comes to cycling. The rules are almost the same as for cars. So as a cyclist, you are not a pedestrian and do not follow the pedestrian rules, but rather the rules are almost the same as for cars. If you start cycling, do pay attention to learning the priority rules in intersections so that you won't get into trouble. Most accidents happen when crossing the road. Also, pay attention to other road users, especially pedestrians. It is your duty to give way to pedestrians. And when turning, indicate with your hand that you are turning in right or left. And again, here are some of the road signs that we already saw earlier. The one with this bike is a pathway which is meant for cyclists only. And then the signs over here indicate the pedestrian zones, which we have, for example, in the city center. And in the pedestrian zones, the pedestrians have the right of way. And as a cyclist, you have to give way to them. And the speed limit is 20 kilometers an hour. And then from the university to the city center, we have a so-called residential zone sign where the vehicles, in other words, both cars and bicycles, have to give way to pedestrians. And again, the speed limit is 20 kilometers an hour. If as a cyclist you see a sign with a bigger person and a smaller person, it's a sign to show you that this pathway is not allowed for cyclists. It is only for pedestrians. Also, if there isn't a sign at all on the pathway, it means that you cannot cycle there either. And of course, there are other signs which indicate that you cannot cycle there, and they are given there on the right-hand side. And as a cyclist, if there is no cycle path right on the side of the road, on the right side of the road, and remember that, again, you are a vehicle on the road, so follow the same rules as cars do, for example, in the traffic lights. And here's just an example of a zebra crossing. Cyclists must give way to cars in zebra crossings, but here are a couple of exceptions. So if the cars have a giveaway sign, then as a cyclist, you can just cycle through and you have the right of way. Also, if the car is turning, the cyclists have the right of way, and also in the roundabouts, both cyclists and pedestrians have the right of way, and cars have to give way to you. Then to winter cycling. As you may have remembered, you may have noticed already, it is quite slippery. It depends a lot on the weather. So today is more slippery than when it was a lot colder. The roads can be quite uneven as well. So that does set some challenges to both cycling and walking around. The worst conditions are when it's around 0 degrees. When there's ice under snow, and the intersections can be particularly slippery, since the cars are making it quite icy. So be careful, especially in intersections. When cycling in the winter or walking, avoid sudden movements and try to be as stable as possible. And as a reminder, that the winter tires and lights, and wear appropriate clothing. My appropriate clothing usually is just warm enough to cycle in the conditions that we have at the moment. At the moment, you cannot really use electric scooters, and most of them have been cleared away from the city centers. You can see some of them in snow piles that have been forgotten there before winter. But when spring comes, and if you want to use electric scooters, please note that you should then follow the same rules as cyclists. You cannot and you should not drive on pedestrian pathways on electric scooters, and please park on the side of the road so that it doesn't block the pathways for pedestrians or cyclists. And here are a couple of links for further information on cycling if you want to check them out. The first website is for the Finnish Road Safety Council, and the second one is for the Jyväskylä Cyclists Association. And I think we have run out of time. If you have any questions, do email us or send us a message through Help You. But thank you so much and have a great week.
Okay, next we will have like 10-minute break. So if you need to go to the bathroom, you can do it now or just walk a bit and we will continue in 10 minutes.
We are continuing, so if you could please take your seats again, thank you. Tämä pidin ja mulla on se tuolla, kun mä oon käyttänyt näitä samoja muualla, mutta ei ole, se voisi kipata myös siitä, jos...
Kyllä voi pitää.
No niin.
Niin.
Joo.
Okay, hello. On behalf of YouMove, I'm here to tell you what YouMove is, what we do, and how you could be a part of it while you're here in Jyväskylä. My name is Henna, and I am an instructor in one of the classes and also a service coordinator in the office of YouMove. So let's get started. I will tell you what we do, what we are, what our services are, and how to get into them. Okay. Mistäs nää liikkuu? Oh, no niin, okay. Yep. Okay, so what is YouMove? We work in the University of Jyväskylä and we offer sports and well-being services for students and staff, for the Jyväskylä University, and then also YAMK. We offer 100 classes a week, about 100. 60 of those are group fitness, and 40 of those are bowl games and self-instructed sessions. You can choose the best ones for you, and if you have our membership, you can choose whichever one and how much you want to do. I told you a little bit about our services already, but basically we have group fitness. The basic concept of group fitness, there's a group and there's an instructor who tells you what to do. Then there's ball games and self-instructed shifts, which means that there is a slot in the timetable and you can just go and play, and there's other people who have signed up as well, and then you can play the games yourself. There's no instruction. There's just someone who takes attendance and is there to guide the beginning and the end. then we also have gyms and swimming. With our membership, you get access to two gyms here in Jyväskylä. And then we also arrange courses and events for our members. And also people who aren't our members can also attend some of them, or most of them. Here you can see the group fitness classes schedule. Hope you see it. There's many classes that are probably familiar to you already, such things like body combat or dance classes. But there's also some classes that are more different. There's gymnastics, handstand, boxing, stuff like that, that are a bit more interesting compared to the normal selection of group fitness usually. And actually, as an addition to our group fitness schedule, we also have this online service called Yogobe, which offers yoga, workouts, Pilates, stuff like that online. And with our membership, you can get access to that for free. Then this is our ball game and self-directed sessions schedule. There's all kinds of different ball games. Also, gymnastics, which is basically like an open gym concept. You go in and you can do gymnastics on your own. And for the ball games, there's all different things. Hope you can read it all the way up there. But there's basketball, volleyball, badminton, many different ball games. And if you don't have previous experience, there's also a way to get into these shifts because there's no instruction with these sessions. So you would have to know how to play. And for the there's, for example, basketball basic, and is there a basketball advanced? Yeah, I can't see it right now, but there's advanced and basic. And for basic, you just need the basic. You need to know the rules. You need to know what you're going to do. And for the advanced, there's like, it's a bit faster of a game. But for even the basic, you need to know the basics. So if you don't know the basics, we also have a way for you to get into these shifts. If you don't know the basics right now, but you really want to learn. So yeah, there's no instructor in these sessions, but it's like self-directed playing. And then for the gyms and swimming, I don't know if you have heard, but there's these two gyms, Rentukka and Monitoimitalo. Rentukka is in the student village. If you live there, it's close. And then the Monitoimitalo gym is near here at Hippos, if you know where that is. But for these two, you get access with our membership. For both of these, you need an access card or a wristband. For Rentukka, it's free. And for Monitoimitalo, you need to pay, I think, €8 for the wristband. But you don't. You have to pay it only once, and then it can be your membership can be charged on that. And then we have three swim shifts that have a discounted price. Usually the price for students is like €7 to €8 per swim. So with our membership, you can go swimming for €2.50. But it's only on these selected times. I think it's on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Don't quote me on that. I'm not sure. But I know it's on Saturdays. But you can check the swim times on our website or in our social media. I will later show those. That will be the most updated knowledge. And then there's the courses and events. For the springtime, there will be the biggest one is going to be the Snowfest. There's competitions, there's activities you can do in the snow, outside. It's like there's this thing in Finland called Laskiainen, which is like a winter snow event. And then people always go sledding and stuff. So that's kind of what that is. And then we have arranged singing bowl relaxations. It's you go, you lay down, and then someone plays these bowls and you can relax. Those are coming up, and there's something else also coming up, but those are the biggest, most interesting ones. In addition to events, we have we have sports courses, which are basically sports that we don't offer in our daily schedules or our weekly schedules, such as there has been pole dancing. I think there's skiing. I think cross country is going to be for the spring. There's been tennis and stuff like that. So check out those if you want to have like an in-depth course into some sport. And then when I told you about the ball game shifts, I said that there was a way to get into the ball game shifts, even if you don't know the rules of a game or the basics of a game. And that's what start courses are for. It's basically a course where you get to know all or just one ball game. And then you have the basics to go to the ball game shifts. In the autumn, there was one course that like they did all kinds of different ball games. So it gave you the opportunity to try most of the ball game shifts. And I think it's coming in this spring also. But all of these can be found on our social media and our website. So check those out. And the sign up for the sports courses and the start courses begins next week on Wednesday. Then just let's quickly go through the membership. This is what the membership looks like. It's on your phone when you buy it. You go to this site that you log in with your university account, and then it shows you this, and this is what you need to show to the instructors or the ball game shift people. And what all of this costs, it's the interesting part. The spring is only €45. And it also includes the summertime if you're here for the summer. And if you only want the summer, it's 20. But the spring, I think, is more. It's for you if you are not here for the summer. And what is included? Everything that I just told you. And then we also have some varying discounts and benefits that our members can use throughout the spring. And how to get into this? You can buy our membership in the university web shop. The easiest way to get in the university web shop is to go on our website. There's this Join Us button, and you can buy it from there. And how you go to the class, you have to sign up every time. There is this app called On The Move where you create an account, you sign up for the class, and when you get to the class, you just show the membership of your phone that I just showed you, and then, yeah, that's it. Further instructions on our website. And now if you're unsure about if you want to join our services or not, next week is the week that our spring season begins. And next week, from Monday to Friday, you can test out our group fitness and ball game sessions for free. You don't need the membership. You just have to sign up. So if you want to come and test it out, you can download the On The Move app, create an account, and sign up for the classes next week. And then you can then decide if you want to buy the membership or not. And then the upcoming weeks, you can come along as well. But next week, you have a chance to test it out. Only thing that there is, the gyms, swimming, yogobe, stuff like that. The other services we have, they still require a membership even next week, but the group fitness and the ball games you can test out for free. Then this is a little, not really our services, but I was asked to tell you guys about this. If you're here for a semester and you need a bike and you want to bike around Jyväskylä, there's this bike rental for exchange students called Student Bikes that offer you a bike for only 69 euros a semester. So you should really check this out if you want to have a bike for a very low price in Jyväskylä. I don't know if you guys get the slides. Yeah, so you can check this out later from there as well. It's probably not for right now because it's pretty snowy outside. Maybe you like to bike in the snow. I don't know what you guys do, but you can check this out later also. Okay, that's it for the info part. Let's have a little active break in the spirit of You Move. Let's everyone stand up. The first thing we are going to do is take our hands and put them on the front bench. If you don't have a bench in front, you can turn around and grab the one in your behind you. That's it that I have for you today. Thank you for listening. I hope to see you at our services. And possibly in my class, I'm the instructor for the gymnastics class. So welcome there also. So kiitos, thank you. And there is our Instagram account. You should follow that if you're on Instagram. And then that is our website. And there's also an English part of the website if you don't know Finnish. Okay, and if you have any questions, I can answer them now. I think we have a couple minutes for that. So just you can raise your hand or just shout it out. Yeah. No, not really for the other part of the year, but for next week, it's available for everyone. So next week you can come and bring someone, but after that, not really, because it's only for the students of university and YAMK and everyone who has a membership. So, yeah, short answer, no. Yep. The trial week is next week, so it's because it's basically all of the classes that we offer from Monday to Friday. On the weekends, there's just our partner classes. There's one class at a yoga studio. I think there's some bar at a yoga studio or something. And then there's CrossFit and stuff like that. They don't belong in the trial, but all of our group fitness and ball games for next week, Monday to Friday, you can try them out. Yep. Okay. Interesting. So is it you downloaded it on your phone? I can't. Actually, I think it's I think you have to create the an account a different way. I think you can't get straight into the app. If you go on our website, there's the Join Us, then there's membership instructions, and then there's I think sign up instructor instructions. So from there, there's the info on how to create the account. If you don't have the account already, You need to go to enkora.fi and then create it there. And then you can log into the app. I don't think you can create it actually on the app. I'm sorry, I forgot this part. But there is the extensive information on the account and all the membership stuff on our website. So check that out if you are, if you encounter some stop in creating the account or something. Yeah. Yeah, all of the things that are on the calendars I showed you, they are completely free with the membership. The only thing that has extra costs are the swimming shifts that are not on the schedule, and then the courses, possibly events. Yeah. It's the entire semester. So you pay 45 euros once, and it's all the way until I think it's the end of April. Is there any other questions? Yep. Oh, that's a good question. So for the group fitness, there's everything provided. But then for the ball games, you need your own like bats and preferably balls too, because for the basketball, futsal, stuff like that, where there's like a one ball that's provided, they are in the Liikunta lobby, and at the Jamk gym, there's also the balls and everything. But if you're going for badminton or padel or something, you need your own. But for padel, I think you can also rent them from there. But for the all of the badminton bats and everything, you need your own. But for the group classes, everything's provided, and we have a storage room downstairs that they are located, and you just go get them before the class. And there's also a board, like a whiteboard, next to the storage, and the instructors write out what you need for the class. So you need what you know what you need for the class before you go in. Is there any other questions? Okay. Well, I think that's it for me. I don't know if you have something following this, but thank you on my behalf and UMove's behalf. And I wish I see you later at UMove. Thanks.
All right. Finally, my turn to do something else than just play with the Zoom. Hi, everyone, again. My name is Vivi. I'm a trainee at the international office at the moment, which means that I'm a student myself. And today I will be talking you briefly about the student culture in Finland. I will be telling you a little bit about the subject and the hobby associations we have. All the associations that I will be talking about are under JYY. So as Villa mentioned in the morning, there is around 40 associations above the JYY, under the JYY's umbrella. So I will be telling you a bit about those and then some other main events that are highly related to the student culture. So let's start with the subject associations. What are subject associations? So these associations are for students who share a particular subject as a major. So for example, I'm studying history and therefore I'm part of the history subject association. All the Finnish study programs in our university has their own association. So whatever subject is your main subject, you can join that association. I think that in some cases, if you have like other minor subjects that you're studying, you can still join those associations, but most students just join the associations of their major. The main task is to look after the needs of the students. This includes both the supervision of their members' interests and also, like for example, what Ville and Habibur explained in the morning, that if your grades are late, the associations also have like a board member who takes care of these things. So the associations also have like boards that take care of these things. Also, they arrange a lot of events, from all kinds of cultural events to parties and sports events. And as I said, we have around 40 subject associations and they all have their own boards. So each association has like these meetings where they choose the boards for the associations. And all the exchange students are very welcome to join the subject associations. I think, I'm not sure how the information is passed to you, but all the boards have like international affairs member. And I think you can also ask your tutor, like, what is my associations? Because I studied this and this. So your tutor can help you to get the contact information for your own subject association. I have provided a link in the slides, so you can also enter the JYY website where are all the associations mentioned, and there are the names, and then probably there are even some links to their websites also, and they all have Instagram accounts, so you can look up for the information. Then some traditional events organized by the associations. So I think this is my own experience, but from my own experience, I think that normally the associations organize events like every 2 weeks. Some bigger associations, like for example, the business schools association is pretty big. They might organize even more, maybe like 3 to 4 in a month. So, but generally like once a week or once every 2 weeks, there is some kind of events. I think there is a typo, but maybe like some really popular events are the SITSFest, which is like an academic table party where the main thing is to drink and sing some drinking songs. Then a lot of the associations organize board game nights or just like general hangouts where you can just spend time with your fellow students and maybe play some board games. And then I think pretty popular ones are also like open mic events or karaoke nights. This can be organized in the university's facilities or in some kind of bar. All the events that your subject association is organizing can usually be found on their Instagram or website. So that is also a good thing to look up for the Instagram or the website of the association. So you can look up. I know that, for example, my subject association does this like monthly events host. So in the beginning of the month, you can see all the events that they are organizing that month. That is really handy. And yeah, I've heard from many Finnish students that usually exchange students are not that interested in, or maybe they just don't find the way to these events. But you're very welcome to join all the events and see kind of a different part of the student culture in Finland. In the same session, you will heard about ESN, and that is probably something that you all will take part in. But besides of that, the subject associations are also a great way to interact with Finns and get to know more about the student culture. And then I've already had a few questions about the overalls. I think your tutors have been wearing their overalls, at least some of them. And then in the pictures, you have probably seen the different colored overalls. So this is a crucial part of the student culture in Finland. Every subject association has their own overalls. And these are typically used in events and parties. There are a lot of different colors, and these vary between the subject that you're studying and also between the universities. And then, for example, in our university, there are like 5 organizations that, associations that use red overalls. So it's not like necessarily for one, but yeah, that has something to do with the history when they have decided the color. But basically, you can recognize what subject the student is studying by their overalls. Yeah, and usually the thing that they have also been used to is to cover them in different kind of patches. You usually gain those from different events, or then you can just buy patches from your own subject associations or from other associations. There are some rules to the patches and the use of overalls. For example, that you have to sew in the patches by hand, and then you cannot wash your overalls, only if they are on you. Yep. And if you want to learn more about the history and use of overalls, I have linked there Study in Finland YouTube video where everything about overalls has been explained. So yeah, and you can get the overalls by joining the subject association and then buying the overalls. Although now that it's January, I know that at least some of the associations order the overalls in autumn. So it is possible that you're not able to get your subject association's overalls. But is ESN still able to get? Okay, so if you join ESN, which you will hear more soon, you are able to get their overalls. Okay, here I have included some photos. You will see only red overalls because all the photos are taken by me. But there is, I will talk a bit about Vappu in a second, but these are just important events in our student culture. And then here you can take a look of the overalls with the patches. And then in addition to the subject association, we also have many, many hobby associations. There are a lot, and you can find them all in JYY's website, which I have linked there. But I just wanted to give you a few examples. All the associations are divided by theme. So, for example, there is music. There is this association called Jelmu RY, which is a live music association organizing events. If you get their membership, you will get like cheaper tickets for concerts, etc. Then we have sports, nature, and hiking, and the University of Jyväskylä has kind of like their own sports club, which is called Liikunnan Riemu. They have different sports clubs. They have all kind of sports teams for that. I think the hockey team, which is under Liikunnan Riemu, plays like in like some kind of division. They are kind of playing like in a higher level. So that though that's not something that you can just go and try out your ice skates, but you actually have to know how to play. But you can look into that also if you have like some sports background. I want to continue with your sport. I know that they also have, for example, American football. They have gymnastics. They have all kind of sports, dancing also. So if you have a background with some sport, I recommend you to look into that. Then we have international organizations such as ESN that you will hear in a second, and NGOs and politics. There are a lot of associations for different political parties. There is CETA, which is like an association for minor rights. And then there is, for example, UN Women, Jyväskylä, all these. All these like in the more political field and NGO stuff. And then we have other associations. I wanted to highlight one, which is my favorite. It's called Jyväskylän poikkitieteelliset pannarit, which is basically a club for pancakes. So they have these meetings where they just cook pancakes and eat together. So that is also a fun thing to do. You can join them. All right, and then about some other big events that will take place during your stay. You're lucky enough to experience Vappu, which is the biggest student fest in whole Finland. The subject associations and JYY organize a lot of events during that time. So usually the events begin like mid-April and end 1st of May, which is May Day, Vappu in Finnish. So there is like events for 2 or 3 weeks. Some brave ones attend to an event every 3 weeks. Maybe you will have to check your schedules if you have classes, so then that is not possible. There is a different kind of events that JYY organizes. For example, Jyväs Metro is an event where you buy a ticket and you go by bus to different kind of bars and you just visit the bar for a few minutes and then you hop on to the bus and go to a different bar. Then there is Amazing Race Jyväskylä. If you're familiar with the show Amazing Race, basically that's it, but in Jyväskylä. We have also the May Day picnic and many other events that will be announced more close to April. And then the subject associations organize also a lot of events like Sitfest, game nights, also sewing patches, because like at least in my organization, the Vappu is the main event and everyone's overalls need to be ready for the events. So they organize like nights where you can sew patches in together. And then we have the APRO event. The picture is from one APRO event. So basically the main idea is to collect stamps by doing something and then you will get a patch as a reward. We have all different kind of APROs. There is like the Kauppakatu APRO, which is organized in autumn, and then we have the Vappu APRO, which is organized during the May Day festivities. So this is, for example, from like this kind of APRO where you go from a bar to bar, you buy a drink and you get a stamp. And then after a certain amount of stamps, you will get the patch. But we also have museum APROs, sport APROs. Sport APROs is also organized in the autumn, but I think a lot of subject associations have museum APROs in the spring as well. And then I want to show you one event organized by Pedago ry, which is the subject association for teacher studies. It's this international students hangout, which is made for you. It will take place February 5th in the university library's student lounge. The event is completely free. It's open for all of you, and they ask you to bring some typical food from your own country, and then you can hang out and taste food. You need to sign up for the event, and you can also get more information in Kide app. You get right to the Kide app and the event page by that link. I will give you the slide so you can go through that link to get more information and register for the event. Yeah, that's my speech today. Thank you for listening and enjoy your time being a student in UVSC.
Hello, I am Lily and I'm the current president of ESN Jyväskylä.
My name is Henry and I am the event organizer of ESN.
So we're here to tell you about what we do and what we can offer you. So we are a local section of ESN. There's ESN International, which is above all of us, and then we, ESN Jyväskylä, answer to our national board, ESN Finland, but that's a different thing. But we are, you know, mainly an association for exchange students. We offer different types of events and activities for you guys to do. And ESN is the key student volunteer organization and one of the biggest student volunteer organizations in the whole of Europe. They're trying to go international. More about that. And then these are the main causes of ESN, which we strive to follow. We try to promote the culture of Finland. We try to have events that are socially inclusive, events that regard health and well-being and environmental sustainability. But different ESN sections, they also have more about employability and education, but ESN in itself focuses on these things. And well, in ESN, at least on our board, all of us are students in different subjects and at different education levels. And we, you know, want to offer our culture to you since you guys only have such a short amount of time to be here with us. And we also organize trips and We have some upcoming trips this year, well, this semester also. We have a trip to Lapland on those dates. You can take a photo. We'll post them on our Instagram also, but if you want to already, you can. In Lapland, you get to visit Santa Claus Village. In Rovaniemi, you get to go to Tromsø, you get to ride with huskies, you go snowmobiling, you swim in the Arctic oceans, you get to do a lot of fun activities, and more of those can be found at Time Travels. We will be sharing the link to all the trips later on. Then we have a trip to the Baltic countries. It usually starts from Helsinki, and from Helsinki you'll take the ferry to Tallinn and you'll spend some time there, and then you move on to Latvia, you go to Riga, and then from Latvia you go to Lithuania and you visit Vilnius also, and then you come back to Finland and you get to go around and do guided tours. And I think in one of the cities you get to go to like a brewery and taste beer or something like that. And then the Pirates of the Baltic Sea, it's a very Finnish trip. It's a cruise to Estonia. Finnish people love their cruises, and I would say this is one of the affordable trips that ESN Finland offers alongside with Time Travels. It's a very fun trip. It's a pirate-themed cruise. So when you're on the cruise ship, you get to do different activities and have fun. And then you get to go the next day to Stockholm, spend the day there. And then when you come back to the cruise ship, back to Finland, you get to do more of those activities. And last but not least, we have Lofoten. We go there, you get to hike mountains, visit fjords, visit the beaches. If you've seen that photo of the football field in the mountains or something like that, that's from Lofoten. So highly recommend this place. It's a very nice place. And we also have a trip that is not in this slides. If some of you are in our WhatsApp group already, our trips coordinator Josh mentioned it. We have a trip to Ruka at the end of this month from the 26th to the 29th of January. So if you like downhill skiing, I suggest you go to that trip if you are interested. The sales are currently ongoing, so if you like skiing, do go. And I'll let Henry talk to you more about the events.
Thank you. So next week we have a little integration week from Monday to Friday. On Monday we start a little speed friending. Tuesday we have a pub crawl. Wednesday there's a pub quiz. Thursday party at free time. And we end the week with a little board game night on Friday. Also, on the slide here, we have the ultimate sauna experience that's in February. And we go to a nice sauna, a little trip from here. And it's Saturday. We spend the day there and come back to city center in the evening. Remember to bring your swimsuit and flip-flops, at least.
So, why should you become a member of ESN? We have, these are our partners. We have the old logo. We don't have Ven in Jyväskylä, but it's now called Urban Bistro. We just don't have their new logo on hand, but we have discounts from Theory Time, Revolution, and Urban Bistro. Since they're our partners, Antishop is a sexual health well-being shop that also sponsors us. White Room is a barber shop where you can get affordable haircuts. Time Travel Time Travels is our main partner, so all the trips that we organize are through Time Travels, and they, you know, they manage everything. We just promote them. And Ryanair is also one of the ESN International benefits. So when you get an ESN card and you register it at esncard.org, you can book your flights with Ryanair and you get, like, I think it was 10 or 20% off for the flights. And then you get one free checked bag to the to four flights. And then Flixbus, you can get cheap tickets there. And so about our ESN card, when you buy our membership is 12 euros, and it says that you're buying it for the semester, but in actuality, it is active. It's valid for a full year. So even after you leave Finland, you can use it in your local, if you come from a place that has its local ESN section, you can also use it there. So it doesn't go to waste. And this is how you purchase our lovely membership. They should be on sale. And when you buy it, your membership will say pending. It's not valid just yet. Once you come to our office and you get your ESN card, we will activate your membership and it will become valid, and it will be valid for a whole year. And then what we have, you can see the lovely blue overalls. We have those in stock since we order all of our overalls already in bulk, unlike other subject associations. So we don't, we usually estimate what we will need for the whole calendar year or academic year, how you choose to look at it. We estimate that, and then we have them at our office. So when you come to try them on at our office, you can buy them there and you can leave with them already. So you don't have to wait for a certain amount of time to get your overalls. So then you can get to using, you can use them already, and you'll have them already for some of the events. And somewhere next week, we're going to have our office hours posted, so you can come to our office and get your ESN card if you wish to buy patches and so on and so forth. And here you can find our social media, our Instagram, where we post about all the trips, all the events that we're having. We post a monthly calendar of what's going to be happening on that month. In WhatsApp also, you can connect with other people. You can scan the WhatsApp QR code, but you have to request to join and we will manually approve you. And, well, our Facebook also has, like, the same information that our Instagram has, pretty much. And all our Linktree contains all the links, links to our Kid app, to the different trips, and yeah, pretty much a lot. And here's, like, the main contact info. That's our office, where our office is located. It's located in Mattilanniemi near Agora, which is, like, the Department of Business right next to it. That's where we're located in. I think we have a video on our Instagram on how to get to our office because it's kind of hard. You can find information about our board or our events on our websites, and the board email, if you wish to reach us, you can go to our website and fill in that form. We'll get your message. Or if you want to reach us directly, you can email us, you can send us an Instagram DM, you can ask us questions on WhatsApp. On WhatsApp group, I think all the admins are board members. So if you have any questions, you can ask them. And Yeah, that's pretty much it. Any questions? You need to get it online because that's how we see that you've gotten your membership. Like, technically, you could come to the office and get it or like buy it right then and there, and we can activate it then and there, and you can get your card, you know, right there to go. Also, about the card, you will need like a passport size photo. It does not have to be like a passport photo, it can be a selfie of you that you've printed. It has to be small enough to fit like the little square on the card, because without it, your card won't be valid. So remember that. It doesn't have to be like an official photo. Yes. Can you repeat? Well, yeah, technically they can, but they just, you know, need to book it without the ESN card so they can join the trip. Yeah. That kind of depends on how some of our board members are available, because technically, I don't have anything going on, so I could be at the office. But if there's a large influx of people coming in, it's kind of hard for me to do it alone. So, depending on the matter, maybe. But we will post them, or like we'll inform you on our WhatsApp, on our Instagram, as soon as possible. You do have to have like a physical picture for the physical card itself. Because the KidApp membership on the app allows you to buy our events at the discounted price on the app. But then, if you wish to use the international benefits like the Ryanair, you have to register your card. And for that, you need to have like the physical photo on the physical card, because otherwise it won't be valid. And in some cases, Ryanair has like canceled, you know, people's flights because their membership wasn't valid. It's like it doesn't happen that often, but it's still a possibility. So it doesn't have to be like a passport photo. It doesn't have to be anything official. It can be a selfie that you just printed in a small enough dimension that, you know, you are recognizable. So that's all that's necessary. Any more questions? You can always send us questions to our email and Instagram DMs, and we will answer them. And I think on our website, you can also find the emails for each specific person. So if you have questions about our trips, you can send it to trips@esnuvascular.org. Like the ending is always the same, but the prefix is different. So, but you can find those emails at our website. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you all. This was our orientation. Thank you for participating. Thank you to everyone on Zoom. We will have like a 30-minute info desk session just outside of this classroom in the lobby of. Do you have a question? Yeah, go ahead.
I will upload all the slides tomorrow and the recordings tomorrow or next week at the latest. But at the latest, like next Monday, the recordings, but the slides I will upload tomorrow. Yeah. So do you have any other questions? Okay, so if you have your arrival document or anything like that with you, we can sign it for you right now outside of this classroom. If it's okay to your home university, you can also send it to our international office email and we can sign it to you electronically. So there's no need to print it out if your home university does not require it. Many of you have already sent the document. We will be signing those this week and the next week. So if you have not received your arrival document yet, please be patient. We will sign those as soon as possible. Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, there are still a few JYY packs if you want and you haven't gotten yours already. Yeah, thank you. Enjoy your time.